This is a moment to reflect on the function of covenants. As President Dallin H. Oaks draws parallels to other types of commitments necessary for a peaceful society.
A covenant is a commitment to fulfill certain responsibilities. Personal commitments are essential to the regulation of our individual lives and to the functioning of society. This idea is currently being challenged. A vocal minority oppose institutional authority and insist that persons should be free from any restrictions that limit their individual freedom. Yet we know from millennia of experience that persons give up some individual freedoms to gain the advantages of living in organized communities. Such relinquishments of individual freedoms are principally based on commitments or covenants. Here are some examples of covenant responsibilities in our society. Judges, military, medical personnel, and firefighters. All of those involved in these familiar occupations make a commitment, often formalized by oath or covenant, to perform their assigned duties. The same is true of our full-time missionaries. Distinctive clothing or name tags are intended to signify that the wearer is under covenant and therefore has a duty to teach and serve and should be supported in that service. A related purpose is to remind the wearers of their covenant responsibilities. There's no magic in their distinctive clothing or symbols, only a needed reminder of the special responsibilities the wearers have assumed. This is also true of the symbols of the engagement and wedding rings, and their role in giving notice to observers or reminding wearers of covenant responsibilities. Covenants are inherent in each of the ordinances of salvation and exaltation this restored church administers. The ordinance of baptism and its associated covenants are requirements for entrance into the celestial kingdom.
That was an excerpt from President Dallin H. Oaks' talk, Covenants and Responsibilities. This is a moment to reflect.
A production of BYU Radio.